Track 5. As you pass by the maze, you are now entering the oldest part of Southwick Zoo, which has already been renovated a number of times. We are constantly upgrading and improving the zoo as we are able to provide the best experiences for both our animals and visitors. The habitats on your left are home to Schmitz guenons, a type of monkey, and white-handed gibbons, which are lesser apes. You can tell the difference between monkeys and apes by looking for a tail. Monkeys have tails, while apes do not. Across from the petting zoo are the white-faced capuchins. Capuchins are extremely intelligent and are well known for their use of tools. Next to the capuchins are Pattis monkeys. While these monkeys are comfortable high up on branches, you'll notice that they have long legs, which makes them well suited for running on land. In fact, they are the fastest primate, clocking in at 34 miles per hour. You are now passing one of our aviaries, where you will see African crown cranes, mandarin ducks, and some of our younger peacocks. Justin Southwick, the founder of Southwick Zoo, was one of the world's leading authorities on migratory birds and waterfowl. As you continue down this path, you might be lucky enough to hear our kookaburras. These small white and brown birds, native to Australia, get their nickname Laughing Kookaburra from its laughter-like call. Listen closely for this sound. This call usually occurs at early dawn and dusk, earning the birds their other nickname of Bushman's Alarm Clock. Time to highlight one of our most notable exhibits, the Red Bat, located on your right in the bright red house across from the Zebra Cafe. They feed on fly balls, are commonly found in parks in teams of nine, and roost in dugouts. Their greatest predator is the green monster. This is one of the zoo's best-kept secrets, so don't give it away!